Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Who Moved My Cheese? For Teens by Spencer Johnson adapts the famous change parable for a younger audience facing fast shifts at school, at home, and in friendships. Using an easy story framework and teen-focused examples, the book explores why people resist change even when it is inevitable, and how small mindset shifts can lead to better choices. It centers on the idea that change happens whether you are ready or not, so the key skill is learning to notice what is changing, respond sooner, and keep moving toward what you want. Rather than relying on complex psychology, the message is delivered through simple images and practical takeaways that are easy to remember. Readers are encouraged to examine fears, assumptions, and habits that keep them stuck, and to build confidence by taking manageable steps. The result is a quick, accessible guide that aims to help teens handle uncertainty with more calm, flexibility, and purpose. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding change and why it feels threatening. A central idea in the book is that change is not an occasional event, but a constant condition, especially during the teen years. New classes, shifting friend groups, social media dynamics, family expectations, and identity questions can make life feel like it is moving under your feet. The story format makes it easier to see how the brain reacts when familiar routines disappear. Teens often experience change as a threat to belonging, competence, or status, which can trigger avoidance, denial, or overthinking. The book highlights that these reactions are normal but not always helpful. By naming the emotional patterns behind resistance, readers can separate the facts of a situation from the fear they attach to it. The practical takeaway is to treat change like a signal rather than a disaster. When you expect that things will move, you become less shocked and more prepared. This perspective reduces panic and creates room for better decisions, like asking for help, trying a new strategy, or adjusting goals without feeling like you failed. Secondly, letting go of what used to work. Another major topic is the difficulty of releasing old behaviors, even after they stop producing good results. For teens, what used to work might be a certain friend group, a study method, a sports identity, or a role in the family. The book emphasizes that holding tightly to the past can keep you stuck in frustration, because you keep using tools designed for an earlier situation. This is not presented as a moral flaw, but as a common habit. People repeat familiar patterns because they feel safe, even when they are no longer effective. The book encourages readers to notice the cost of staying stuck, such as stress, missed opportunities, or shrinking confidence. It also frames letting go as an active choice rather than a loss. When you accept that a chapter has changed, you regain control over what happens next. For a teen, this might mean changing how you prepare for tests, exploring new interests, or stepping back from a toxic friendship. The message is that growth often requires saying goodbye to a version of life that once fit you. Thirdly, facing fear and taking small steps forward. Fear is treated as the main barrier between recognizing change and responding effectively. The book focuses on how fear can exaggerate risk and shrink perceived options, leading to procrastination or paralysis. For teens, fear may show up as worrying about judgment, failing publicly, disappointing parents, or losing friends. The lesson is not to eliminate fear, but to move with it by taking small, practical actions. The story approach suggests that action reduces fear faster than thinking alone, because movement produces new information and builds momentum. Teens are guided to ask what the worst realistic outcome might be, what is most likely to happen, and what first step is small enough to try today. This can include having one conversation, practicing one skill session, joining one club meeting, or improving one habit for a week. The emphasis on small steps matters because it makes change manageable and repeatable. Over time, these micro moves build confidence and prove that you can adapt even when you feel uncertain at first. Fourthly, scanning early for signs and staying flexible. The book promotes the habit of paying attention early, rather than waiting until a problem becomes unavoidable. In teen life, early signs might include slipping grades, growing distance in a friendship, changes in motivation, or increased stress and fatigue. The key skill is awareness, noticing patterns before they become emergencies. The story suggests that people who adapt well are not lucky, they are attentive and flexible. That means checking in with yourself regularly, asking what is working, what is not, and what might be changing around you. It also means staying open to feedback, including from teachers, coaches, or friends. Flexibility is presented as a strength, not a lack of commitment. You can stay committed to your values and goals while changing your approach. For example, you might still want good grades, but you switch to a new study routine or seek tutoring. You might still want strong friendships, but you expand your circle or set healthier boundaries. This mindset helps teens respond earlier, recover faster, and waste less time fighting reality. Lastly, building a personal plan for change and growth, beyond general encouragement, the book pushes readers to translate the message into a personal plan. The most useful plans are specific, simple, and easy to revisit. Teens are prompted to identify what they want more of, such as confidence, better results, calmer relationships, or clearer direction. Then they can map what current habits support those outcomes and what habits block them. The change plan can include setting a small goal, identifying likely obstacles, and deciding how to respond when motivation drops. The book also reinforces the idea that identity is not fixed. You are not permanently the shy one, the bad student, or the person who always messes up. You are a person learning strategies, and strategies can be changed. A good plan also includes supportive people, like a trusted adult, mentor, or friend who can encourage follow-through. Finally, the plan includes reflection, noticing what improved and adjusting again. This creates a loop of learning that makes future changes less scary. The result is a mindset and method that can be reused across school, activities, relationships, and future career decisions. In conclusion, this book is best for teens who feel stressed by transitions, such as moving schools, shifting friendships, rising academic pressure, or uncertainty about who they want to become. It also fits parents, teachers, and counselors looking for a simple framework to start conversations about resilience and decision-making. The main benefit is that it gives readers a memorable way to understand their reactions to change and a practical approach to respond earlier. Instead of framing change as something that happens to you, it frames adaptation as a skill you can practice, one small step at a time. That skill can reduce anxiety, improve performance, and protect self-esteem during difficult seasons. Compared to many teen self-help books that rely on long explanations or heavy theory, this one stands out for clarity and speed. The parable style makes it easy to remember, and the takeaways are straightforward enough to use immediately in daily life. If you want a short, encouraging guide that helps you stop feeling stuck and start moving forward, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Spencer Johnson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.